Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
We're about to celebrate communion together. And once again, everybody's welcome who has a personal faith in the Lord. Hey, where are the kids going? Hey, where are they going? Where are they going? Snack? We get communion and you guys have snack. Uh-huh. All right. See you, kids. Thanks for being in here. Enjoy snack. Don, just give them a bunch of candy because their parents will be with them in about 15 minutes. Oh, if you're going to celebrate communion and don't have the emblems, I'm going to ask that you just help yourself. They're back on the cart by the entrance doors and want you to be able to have those. What a great morning. And I hope you had a meaningful time of worship and praise to the Lord. I have a conversation, obviously, with all of them at some point who were baptized, and some additional conversations, and of course with people, just like you do. And, with many, not all, but with many, it's like, how long ago did you come to faith in Christ where it came really personal, where you feel like, salvation happened for me? And some will say, kind of believed most all my life, or as a kid, my parents or my grandma or some experience somewhere that engaged them mentally that, I believe that there's a God. I have a little knowledge about Jesus. And then they proceed to say, but... I always like that but, it just says, okay, something's going to change here. And they'll say something similar to, but, a month ago, or 5 years ago, or whenever. They say, but something happened. And for some, it happens at a camp, it happens in a church, it happens in a conversation with a friend or a family member or something they see or hear on TV or just some night where desperation hits and they're alone in their room or their house or wherever in their vehicle driving down the road, and there's this moment where they just get really honest and they feel a little broken. We feel a little hurt. We feel like life's getting a little too big. Or I've been kind of fooling myself in the sense that I can't really handle everything that's going on in my life like I outwardly portray to friends or family or strangers or when I'm in a crowd. And something happens somewhere. And I want you to know that that's just the kindness of the Lord. He, regardless of what people say, God knows you, and he knows your history. He knows your hang-ups. He knows where you struggle to step across the threshold to really believe in him, where now it impacts your daily life, who you are, who you become. Where before it was kind of like, I believe in him, and he's out there, and I'll pray a little maybe, or go to church, or throw a couple bucks in the offering, or I might volunteer or do some nice thing. But as far as directing how I think, how I handle things in my life, as far as transforming who I am, the way I, my attitudes, my outlook, to really yield all that over to him, where now he gets to tell me who I'm supposed to become opposed to the person I've been. And it's not necessarily that we've been horribly evil, all of us. Certainly we've sinned. But it's that he has come to redeem us and live in us. Think about that. What a grace and a mercy that God is not just out there somewhere calling it from the distant seat of where he's at, but that he wants to be personal enough to be with us, to live in us, and walk with us in this hard life. Now that's a savior. That's not like just some coach calling it from the sideline. That is somebody who's with us, who cares about us, our decisions, who understands our history. He understands who we've become, but he also sees who we can become and where we need to be delivered of ourselves, our past, influence of things that have happened to us, to live under now a whole new influence of his word, his presence, his spirit. When we come to communion, and it's in all four gospels, what we call the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper. And you can read it there in the different four gospels. But this is so personal. Jesus is there, and it says that he takes bread, and he breaks it, and he gives it to them. And then he says this, "This is my body, represents my body, which is broken for you, for you, for you, and for you, and for you." This isn't a, "Hey guys, here's a loaf, everybody just kind of grab a piece." No, this is broken. And it's for you. This is for you. After supper, he takes the cup. And after giving thanks, he says, "This cup, it's a new covenant." He says, "In my blood." Not your blood. You don't have to pay for your sin. You do not have to die an eternal death. This bread is for you, but the blood, it's my blood. I'm paying for it because you matter to me. And I'm going to tell you something. You matter to God. You matter to him. And you can say, "Man, all these horrible things in life, if there was really a God, or if he cared for me, then this wouldn't happen and that wouldn't happen. What kind of God is he? Is he on break? Don't I matter? He loves everybody else but me." I want you to consider a thought that I share from time to time. It's just a little piece. It's not the whole, just a piece. Have you ever considered that the difficult things that we face in this life isn't that God isn't there? It's that those things are supposed to remind us that we need a Savior. That all the answers are not found in you or me. And that this hard life is to remind us that there is a shepherd, there is one who cares, there is one who's proven it with his blood, even when we didn't ask him to, he did it. I don't know all your spiritual history. I don't know all your life history. I know a lot of stories in this room because you've been so kind to share with me what the Lord has done, where he's brought you from. Some just as a testimony and some because you've come to one of those moments where I've had enough. I don't know what to do. It's too much for me. And so we've talked and we've shared and I've listened and we've prayed. And then I've watched how the Lord has walked with you through this stuff. Some he delivered from things. Others he's walked with you through some things. See, when it comes to communion, this is not a formality. This is something very personal to Jesus and for us. This bread represents his body, which is broken for you. This cup represents his blood, which is for the forgiveness of sin, removing that which separates us from God. I'd say that you matter to him. You matter to him. And so there's this new covenant. It's a new promise that as we believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, who went to a cross, shed his blood, in exchange for my guilt, that I get his righteousness and he became guilty. And how backwards that is, because he's righteous and I'm guilty. But that is called grace, favor. God looks upon you and gives you his favor. We don't earn it because we fall short of the standard. But Jesus didn't. He met the standard and didn't look down his nose at us with condemnation, but rather said, "You take my righteousness and come here and meet the standard, and I will go in your place. Pay for your sin, pay for your history." What forgiveness he offers us. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul writes us about what Jesus took from being Passover to communion. And these are the things he said about the bread and the blood. He said, "But before you eat the bread and drink the cup, a person should examine themselves." Test ourselves. You know, exam like school. Exam like going to a doctor. Look thoroughly. An exam for school was, hey, what do I know? We need to take a look and say, what do I know about me? Where did I fail? Where did I get the wrong answers? Where did I have the wrong character, the wrong response? And we confess those things to him before we eat the bread and drink the cup, so that we know that there's forgiveness, so that we eat the bread and drink the cup in a rightful manner. Because he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that if we don't do that first and we just do this out of ritual and we pay no attention to who Jesus is and examine our life, that by doing that, we bring judgment on ourselves. In other words, just like when we're a kid, we do something wrong. There's something to pay. Wait till dad gets home. Or wait till mom gets home. Or wait till they hear, you know, you're going to answer. There's a judgment that's made. If we don't do this right, there's judgment on us. And that's not what God intends. He died that you and I might have newness of life.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.